Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I want to set the record straight before you get too excited.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a hot date. Not lukewarm, not tepid, no dates on the horizon.
You asked me to think of romantic Riverland spots. It was the first place I went.
Well, here's what we've got. My okay. brother and his partner have been together almost 9 years, I want to say. I am on the record for wanting a ring.
So they're not engaged yet?
They're not engaged yet.
We were 9 years, Corb and I, when we got engaged. It.
August will be 9 years for them. I want a ring. I'm impatient. Every time they go on a little bit of a getaway or go somewhere nice over the weekend, I'm sort of thinking, you know, to my brother, Dunk, you know, pop the question, get on with it. This weekend they were down on the South Coast. Beautiful scenes, Instagram stories, doing wineries, doing all the lovely little fun things that you do. I would have thought, you know, a little bit romantic getting away. And look, maybe my brother is just not sharing the news with me. I can't think of who he has to share news with. I'm assuming that it hasn't happened, that word has not come out.
Can I just say, as someone who has been on the other side of this, it is so much pressure. Corbin and I went to the UK in 2019 and every single person in my life thought we were coming back engaged. Like every single person was like, oh, so how was the trip? Do you have anything to tell us? It's like, no, back off. And the best part was we surprised everyone. We did it eventually. Maybe that's what Duncan's going for.
Look, I want to keep the pressure mounting.
Yeah.
I know it's only a matter of time before they come and visit me here in the Riverland. What am I putting on the itinerary? What is the romantic place that I can take them to that my brother will just be unable to help himself? He'll just have to, he won't even know. He mightn't even have a ring purchased or sorted out yet. His body's just going to start convulsing and he'll get down on the ground and his knees shoot up and he'll be outstretched and saying, Beck, the words I want to hear. Beck, will you marry me?
Wow.
I want to hear those words,
Maybe you've
Brooke.
Just done it on his behalf.
If you're listening, Beck.
Yeah. Will you marry Duncan? It depends on the vibe. I think just classic romantic spots. You've got to do a sunset at Lake Bonnie.
Okay.
That's always a good go-to. Also, the lookout tower down at Murtho Way. That's a good way to go. Like the Headingscliff lookout tower. It's beautiful there.
Could you maybe drive us around? Could you be like the love chaperone?
No, here's what I think happens. You drive them there and I'm there with a boombox singing like Barry Manilow to them or something. Lock it
in. Done, sold. I'm texting him now. Come over this weekend.